We're beginning the shir in Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph, which is on page Kuf Mem Vav, the page after 290. Dinei Modim. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shochim B'Modim Tchila Vasof. We bow at the bracha of Modim in the beginning and at the end. The Mishabura says in Sif Katan Aleph, Shochim Im Nizdamin Lo Rok Lo Yishcha Ad Sheyetze Harok Mipiv. If one has saliva in his mouth, he should not bow until he gets rid of the saliva. And the Aruch HaShulchan says the reason is because if a person is going to spit while he is bowing, so it looks like he's chas v'shalom spitting on that which he is davening. Like we said earlier about spitting during tefillah in general. V'ayin le'el simin tzadi zayin sevez. Look earlier the halachas of what a person should do if he needs to spit during davening, what we discussed, putting it into one's garment or passively spitting behind him, etc. All the details. Sifkatan Beis says b'modim. Isa b'gemara, the Gemara tells us, in lo kara b'modim, if one did not bow during modim, nasa shidro nachash la'achar sheva shanim, then his spine becomes a snake after 7 years. Some have the gears of 70 years. But here the Mishabura brings down that a person's spine becomes a snake after 7 years for not bowing at modim. If you look at note number 3, he brings down the reason from the tour that it's midah keneged midah. Shehayolo lechroa v'liskov kinachash. She was supposed to bow and then straighten out like a snake. V'hulo asakein, and he didn't do this. Lechein nasa shidro nachash. Therefore, his spine becomes a snake. Umashich miru bekriya zo yoser me'akriya. Bebirchas avos, and that which were more machmir by the bowing of modim more than the bowing of the first bracha Shmona Esrei, the Taras Chaim explains shehakriya bebracha bebirchas hoda'a he kederach she'ada modim lechavero sheshocha b'achna. Here, bowing at modim is like when you bow to your friend in humbling yourself in front of your friend, appreciating what he did for you. And if you're standing upright, it's seeming like you are denying that which he did for you. So specifically, when you're thanking someone, it's appropriate to bow out of humility, and therefore, the punishment is more serious for one who does not bow during modim. We said one should bow in modim tchila vasof. Says the Mishabura in Sefkotan Gimel tchila, hainu betchilas modim. That's in the beginning of modim, like we know we bow down there. Ukesha omer Hashem Yiskov. And when one says Hashem's name, either before, we had a machlokas about this, if it's before you say Hashem's name or as you say Hashem's name, one should get upright. Vasof, Sefkotan Dalad, bebirchas atov shimcha ulochona lohodos. The hainu be'es amiras baruch ata. That's you bow, right? You bow at Baruch Ato, Ukeshomer Hashem Yiskov, and again, when you get to Hashem's name, you stand upright. The Kanal Besimin Kuf Yud Gimel Siv Zayin Le'inyan Birchas Avos. There's an interesting note over here, in note number 4, he writes, V'im Ta'aba V'amar Modim D'Rabbanan. Let's say a person accidentally said Modim D'Rabbanan instead of the regular Modim. So Kosov V'Shaz and Shuvas Maharsha Al Pandari. V'chein hora hagona shom azaman arbach shim chosa mesabracha atov shimcha kadin. If you went right there after the modim derabanan and you ended off the bracha appropriately, atov shimcha luchana lehodos yasei dechova, then you're okay. Midach, on the other hand, b'shaz shuvas levushei Mordechai, his topic was that he is in doubt. Shekevan shemesayim b'modim derabanan baruch kel ha'hodos. Since at the end of Modim Rabbanan we ended with Baruch Kel Ha'odos, Yitochin Shenechshav Shekvar Chosam Es HaBracha, it appears as if you already finished the bracha, and therefore you really changed the bracha from what it was supposed to be by not including the next part of the bracha, and it could be you're not Yotze with that. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Beis, Ha'omer Modim Modim Mishatkinoso. One who says Modim twice, he says Modim Modim, we silence him, and the Mishaburu says in Sif Katan Hey, Af im lo hishtachav ashtei pa'amim, even if he did not bow 2 times, ubein lichbol hamilos, whether he doubled the words, bein lichbol inyan v'inyan, or whether he repeated the whole concept, the whole pot, a whole phrase, hakol aser demechzik ishtei rishios, it's all going to be aser because it appears like you are thanking 2 deities. There's an interesting bir halacha over here. If you look at the bir halacha, divra maskel ha'omer modim modim, he says, mistapakna, I am besafek, im amar rak tevas modim modim levad, vashar amar kilchaso. Let's say a person just said one word, modim twice, modim modim, and the rest he said properly, im gamba zem mishatkinoso. If in that case also we're going to silence him, du ulaiha gemara mairi de kofal gam ha'tevo shacharze. Maybe when the gemara says there's a problem, would say modim modim, it's not just repeating the one word modim, but it's also doubling the words that follow. But by just saying the word modim twice doesn't give the appearance of shtei reshuyos. Because right afterwards you're saying one time, you are Hashem our God, clearly showing that there's one God. Umi brachos lamed gimel amadei is the amar le'inyin kriyashma. And to bring a raya from the Gemara in Brachos that talks about Kriyashma, the same topic, and it says, Hada Amar Milsa Milsa Vitanila. So the Gemara over there, and there's a Machlokas in the Rishonim how to learn, it says, once it says that it's just Maguna, once it says Meshatkin also, and the Gemara says, one time is when you say Milsa Milsa, one is when you say Psuka Psuka. So to bring a raya from the Gemara in Brachos that says, Hada Amar Milsa Milsa Vitanila, that you say Milsa Milsa, which is each word, and you repeat it, Umistama huadil inyan modim, mashmalach ora mitevas milsa milsa, de lav shma bulachude. It's mashmal from over there, milsa milsa, meaning each word. That it's not just that you double the word shma alone. Rak omar bikfela gam yeser hatevos. It's mashma that you said other words as well. So maybe you'd have a raya from over there that by modim also, just like by kriyashma, the mashmos is it has to be doubling many words. So to over here, it can't be just doubling the word modim that will be mashatkin also. It has to be that you double the words that follow as well. Mikomachom yeshlitchos, however, we're able to push off the raya from the Gemara and Brachos, the lav dafka nakar hailishna. This lashon of milsa milsa, you know, word by word, is lav dafku that it's other words. V'teidan, I'll prove it to you. Mi da amar sham gamkein ha da amar psuka psuka. Because it also says over there that here is where you said psuka psuka. Ula poskim the sarvu du bezem meshatkin oso. And according to the poskim who say you're meshatkin oso, dafku when it's repeating psuka psuka. Bevadaya filu lo amar rak ha posuk shma beis v'amim gamkein meshatkin oso. For sure if you just say one posuk of shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem two times, for sure Meshatkin also. So therefore, even though it says Milsa Milsa, which sounds like it's many words that you're repeating, but by Psuka Psuka, for sure it's only one Pasuk. So it's Lav Dafka. So maybe by Milsa Milsa it's also Lav Dafka. Maybe it's only one word. And therefore the Chafetz Chaim is in doubt. V'afilu im tin salome del inyan shema mikilinan betevas shema shema b'luchud. And even if you're going to say that when it comes to Kriya Shema, we're lenient if you only said the word Shema twice. Just saying the word Shema, which means to listen. So maybe it doesn't look like Shtei Rishuyos if you just repeat that word. Maybe the one word modim is more chomer to repeat it. Where we say, if you say the word MS, MS, just the word MS twice, it's more chomer. So therefore the Chafetz Chaim leaves up a suffix that maybe over here when it says if you say modim, modim, he's not sure if it means specifically the one word modim, or it means you go on with the words following as well. You say modim, modim. And even if you want to say in Shema, it's not a problem to say one word. Maybe over here it is a problem to say one word, because the word modim is more of a problematic word than the word Shema. And it's more similar to the word emes, which seems to be from the Gemara that emes, emes alone would be a problem. I don't know if it's talking about that a person is willingly, you know, having in mind to do it in a negative way. The person, you hear the person saying it. Let's say it's the chazan by chazash shatz. You hear him saying modim modim. So is that an inappropriate way of saying it? Because it sounds like that. I don't think we're choshesh that person necessarily is having that kavana in his mind.
And you have to mean it whether other people have to be mishatz.
Correct. Let's see the Mechaber Vayter and Siv Gimel. Yochid ein lo lomar birchas kohanim. An individual who is davening Yisrael Shmon Esrei should not say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. He should not say that chelok of birchas kohanim. Says the Ramah v'chein Iker, that is the Iker, not to say a b'yachidus. V'chein nirli linhog, and this is how it appears to me that we should be nohig. Aval ha-minhog ha-poshet enoken. However, the minhog has evolved not that way. Rak afilu yachin omer oso kol zman shiroil nesiyos kapayim. But rather, the minhog has evolved that every individual does say it when it's a time that's fit for nesiyos kapayim. V'eino nirli, but it doesn't appear that that minhog is correct. Says the Mishabura in Sivkatan Vav, Mikomakom im Omar ein machzirin oso. But if a Yochid by mistake ended up saying, Elokeinu v'lokei v'seinu, we will not send them back. V'gam ein limchos v'yad ha'omrim oso. Also, one should not protest against those who say, V'yichidus Elokeinu v'lokei v'seinu. Then the Mishabura says, Ein lomar Elokeinu v'lokei v'seinu b'beis ha'ovel. One should not say, Elokeinu v'lokei v'seinu in the house of an ovel. Kein kosav ha'ber heitev. So too writes the Berhetev, Vu b'shiure knesses ha'gedolot b'shem Sefer Tanya. V'alkein, and therefore, afshe b'dogu mirvava chalak al zeh, even though the dogu mirvava argues and says you could say in the base ovel, yesh lochosh l'divrei rishonim, we should be worried about the words of the earlier ones, and therefore one should not say it in the base ovel. However, if you look at note number 7, he writes that the opinion of the Chazon Ish and the Stipler is sheyesh lomar birchas kohanim beis avel, that we do say birchas kohanim in the house of an avel. V'chein kosav agesher achayim shebi Yerushalayim yesh enogu shakohanim olam leduchen beis avel. The minhag in Yerushalayim is that they do duchen in a beis avel. Ukmo shemavur b'shar tshuva. Uvenohogim kideyazo, and those who are knowing like this shita to duchen in a beis avel, shai tshuva writes shim ein sham kohanim omer hashatz elokeinu velokei avoseinu berchenu. Then the Shulchan Tzibur says the other version of elokeinu velokei avoseinu if there are no kohanim. V'hagonu chayin kineski bir shemashakosav amishabura shein omer elokeinu velokei avoseinu berchenu kavanoso rak b'chutz la'aretz. Says Rechai Kanievsky, what the Mishabura means when he says that we don't say it in the base of Avil, that's talking about a Chutz La'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, Avada, like the Stipler, and like the Chazon Ish, we do say it. Uben Bekomo Sha'omim Birchas Kohanim Bebeis Avil, and in the places where they do say Birchas Kohanim in the house of an Avil, Rishlomo Zalman Paskin She'im Ha'ovel Atzmahu Ashatz, which in many cases, that's what happens, the Avil is a Shiat Tzibur, Nuhogim She'eno Makri Psukim Eilu Kohanim. That the minhag is that he will not read the Psukim out of the Kohanim, and he will not be involved in the Birchas Kohanim. And that is the end of Simen Kuf Chof Aleph, and now we will begin Simen Kuf Chof Beis. In Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, In Bo Lahasik Vilanos Kaddish Ukedusha Bein Shmon Esrei Liyu L'Ratzon Eino Posek. In this siman, we're going to discuss the halachas of Yulu Ratzon at the end of Shmon Esrei. So if Aleph gets a little bit complicated, we'll try to make it very clear. The shita of the Mechaber is that we say Yulu Ratzon immediately after completing Shmon Esrei, before we say any tachanunim. And therefore the Mechaber paskins, in Bala Hasik, if you come to interrupt and to answer, even for Kaddish and Kedusha, between finishing Shmona Esrei and saying Yulu Ratzon, which comes right afterwards, Eino Posik. You should not interrupt with anything between HaMavarach as Amo Yisrael Bashalom and saying Yulu Ratzon, which the Mechaber holds, is said right away. She Yulu Ratzon Mechlal HaTfiluhu. Yulu Ratzon is considered part of davening, and therefore you can't have any interruptions. But after saying Yulu Ratzon, before you then go and say other supplications, then it's Shapir Dami, one can make interruptions. To keep it simple in the Sif, I think the best way to do it is to continue in the Mechaber, leave the Ramah for now, and continue the Mechaber, that will make the Mishabura much clearer and give us clarity in the Sugya. The Mechaber continues on page 292, the top line, and he says, Mio, however, Haragil lomar tachanunim achar tfiloso. One who is accustomed to saying tachanunim after his Shmona Esrei, like we are, by saying Elokai Netzor, then in his Shliat Tzibur l'sader tfiloso v'yigil l'kaddish or l'kedusha. Then if the Shliat Tzibur already started the repetition of Shmona Esrei and he reached kaddish or kedusha, mekatzer va'ola. That means the person who's davening should quickly finish up and take his 3 steps back. The imlokitzer, and if he doesn't finish up and take his 3 steps back, yochol lahafsik kederech shemafsik bevracha shel kriyashma afibu beemtza. Then he could be mafsik like we're mafsik in the birchas kriyashma, even in the middle, which is for certain answerings of amen heishe rabba, the amen after the chatzikadish, the kadosh kadosh kadosh, Baruch Kavod and Kedusha, and other ones that we'll discuss later. But the Mechaber says, again, to summarize the Mechaber, he starts off and he says that if you want to come to answer Kaddish or Kedusha between Shmon Esrei and Yulei Ratzon, you can't. After Yulei Ratzon, before the Tachanunim, you can. And then he says, however, one who's ragil to say Tachanunim after his Tefillah, if the Shliach Tzibur already got up to Kaddish and Kedusha, he should try to quickly finish and take his 3 steps back. But if he's not able to, then he could answer those answerings that he normally answers during Birchas Kriyas Shema, which are those very specific ones that we mentioned before and that we'll go into more detail about later. So before we get to the Ramah, let's just see the first Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achronim on the point of the Mechaber that said that after you said you Ratzon, you could answer before Tachanunim. Hainu de mutter afilu lano stam amen. After you say yilu ratzon, before you say the tachanunim, you're allowed to answer any amen. The kol shekein amen da kela kadosh v'shomea tefila. Certainly, you could answer the amen to the bracha of the shatz of akela kadosh and shomea tefila, and also certainly you could answer to amen yehesh rabba and kedusha and baruchu. And now the Mishnah Berurah is bothered. V'had mesayim besof hasif. But that which we saw the Mechaber that we just read at the end of the Sif, that you could only answer after Yulei Ratzon, Kiderech Shemafsik B'Birchas Kriyashma, only those things that you normally could answer during Birchas Kriyashma, V'Sham Eino Mutter L'Stam Amen. And there, as we learned in great detail a few weeks ago, you can answer Estam Amen, V'Kanal B'Sim and Sam Vav. So how do we say over here, the Achronim explained the Mechaber that you could answer anything after Yulei Ratzon? And at the end of the Sifta, Mechaber says very clearly, if you can't get a chance to take your 3 steps back, so you can answer the things that you can answer during Birchas Kriyas Shema. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shom halo airi b'rogil lomar tachanunim. The Mechaber at the end of the Sifta is talking about one who normally says tachanunim. As he starts off, Miu harogil lomar tachanunim. You normally say tachanunim. Al kein asom olav keva. Therefore, they made the tachanunim like a keva, v'damyan ktsas l'shmon esrei, and therefore, it a little bit still has the status of being in the middle of shmon esrei, and therefore, you have to be very selective what you can answer to. You can only answer the things that you can answer during Birchas Kriyas Shema. Ubereisha, but over here in the beginning of the sif, Ayri b'mishu rogilom v'leprakim. It's talking about a person that only says it sometimes. V'alkein ein lohem dimyon l'shmon esrei klal. And therefore, at that point, once he says Yulei Ratzon, it's not considered part of shmon esrei at all. And therefore, he's allowed to answer any amen. Ulefize, according to this, says the Mishnah Berurah b'medino seinu, in our countries, she'elokai netzor regilim hakol amro, everyone is ragel to say elokai netzor, ein lahasik bo l'stam amen. Therefore, you cannot answer for any stam amen, bein kodem she'eschilu bein be'emtza. Whether it's before you started saying it, or it's in the middle of you saying it, you would not be able to say it after you l'ratzon, before you say elokai netzor, or in the middle of elokai netzor, you would not be able to say it. So we have the shita of the Mechaber over here, that a person who normally does say elokai netzor, which is us, so l'fi the Mechaber, if you say Yulei Ratzon right after Shmon Esrei, and then you say elokai netzor, you would only be allowed to answer the insertions that you're allowed to say during Birchas Kriyas Shema, which is Amen to Hakel HaKadosh, Amen to Shomei HaTfila, Amen Yehesheh Rabba, Amen by the end of the part where we stop the Chatzi Kaddish, Amen Yehesh, answer the 2 sentences of Kedusha that we say Kadosh, 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 Baruch Hashem Kama, and Baruch Hu, and Modim Anachnu Lach. Those things you're allowed to say. The Ramah says, now let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah argues with the Mechaber. The Mechaber we mentioned says that you say Yulei Ratzon right at the Shmon Esrei before you say Elokai Netzor. The Ramah argues and says that you first say Elokai Netzor and you say Yulei Ratzon at the end. Says the Ramah, V'dafka b'mokom shenohagin lomar Yulei Ratzon yad achar hatfila. That which the Mechaber says, that after Yulei Ratzon, you're allowed to answer that dafka in the place the minhag is to say Yulei Ratzon, like the Mechaber, right after the tefila. Aval b'makom shenagin lomar tachanunim kodem Yulei Ratzon. But in a place where the minhag is to first say tachanunim, or first to say elokai netzor, before you say Yulei Ratzon, then mafsik gamkein lekadosh ukedusha. Then you could answer also for kadosh and kedusha. Ubemekomos elu nohagin lahafsik belokai netzor kodem Yulei Ratzon. And says the Ramah, in our places the minhag is to be mafsik with elokai netzor before Yulei Ratzon. L'chein mafsikin gam kein l'kedusha u'l'kadosh u'l'baruchu. Therefore, it's clear according to the Rama that you can only be mafsik then. You didn't say yil ratzon yet. You can be mafsik for kadosh, kedusha, and baruchu, and for those insertions that are similar to those. Yes, right, yes. The same way after you say Amavarach Asamba Yisrael B'Shalom, you could say Elokai Netzor before you go out. So you could also put in any point there, you could also put in the answering to Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu. So says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Beis, Aval B'Makom. This is the Ramah that said, but in a place where the minhag is to say Tachaluna before you, Loratzon, Ratzalomar, Afilu, exactly what you just pointed out, Shlomi, Afilu imlo hiska dain la'amram. Even if you just finished Hamavarach Asama Yisrael Bashalom and you didn't start Elokai Netzor, you didn't start any supplications, you're allowed to add in, you could answer already right there, Kaddish and Kedusha. Vafilu im derech ha'ishahu lahachmir la'atzmu lomar yu l'ratzon tekev achar shmon esrei brachos. Even if you personally are machmir to say yu l'ratzon right after shmon esrei, the eiro lo lomar amein yehe shirabu u'kedusha kodem sh'amar yu l'ratzon. So normally you say Yulu Ratzon, and then you say Elokai Netzor, and then you say Yulu Ratzon at the end. That's your minhag normally. But in this case, Punkt, it came time to answer Yehesh Me Rabba or Kedusha before you had a chance to say your first Yulu Ratzon that you normally say. The Ein Lo Shehus Lo Maha Yulu Ratzon, and you don't have time to say the Yulu Ratzon. Mutter Lo Lanos, you are allowed to answer to Amen Yeheshi Rabba after Hamavarach Asama Yisrael B'Shalom, even though you normally say Yulu Ratzon first. Umikomakom lechatchila yira lizar shlo yavo lidekein ki esh machmirim baza. However, it's best to not come to this situation and to make sure that you say Yulu Ratzon first, because there are those who are machmir. Bam ikradin, you are allowed to answer Amen Yeheshi Rabba even before you said your first Yulu Ratzon. If you look at the notes, in note number 3 says, V'af im kvar shoma dvarim she v'kedusha elu. Even if you already answered one time today to this Kedusha, R'chaim Knievsky says, she'yachol lahafsik k'dei lanos aleim. You're still allowed to be mafsik to answer again. U'misha ona be'lokai netzor l'dvarim she v'kedusha. One who did interrupt in the middle of l'lokai netzor to say dvarim she v'kedusha, R'chaim Knievsky says, she'im hosev la'achar mikein bakoshos protios. Even if he adds in personal requests afterwards, nechshav lo she'eskiru mitfiloso, it's still considered adding it into your tefillah. Answering a heshme rabba is not considered ending your tefillah, and therefore, whatever supplications you'll make afterwards is still considered being said during tefillah. And then he says, ugeshem mafsik belokai nitzor kidei lanos kedusha. If you pause in the middle of lokai nitzor to answer kedusha, Rav Yoshev says she'aser lo lahamshich b'tfiloso bein apsukim shel hakedusha. You shouldn't answer kadosh 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 and then continue on lokai nitzor and then stop for baruch for Hashem komo. V'chem avur b'chay adam lo'inyan omei b'kriyashma b'rechosea she'kosav ha'shechonarach l'el shemaser l'kedusha. That's all we'll see in note 3, but the poskim say that when you're answering for Kedusha, you should pause for all the answers that you could say, which is Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kvar Hashem Komo. We know you also could answer Amen at the end of Al-Kal Kadosh, but if it's not clear if that's included in this. It sounds like it's just the two lines of Kedusha that you're saying, and then you'd pause again for the Amen after Al-Kal Kadosh. In note number 4 he writes, Va'afilu im biglal amiras yu l'ratzon lo yaspik lahaschil imoim kedusha. As we just said in the Mishabura at the end, but l'chadchila, you should be careful that it shouldn't come to this. If your minhag is to say yu l'ratzon before l'kai netzor, so even though you are allowed to answer amen yehi shirabu before you said the first yu l'ratzon, but it's best to avoid it. So it says note number 4, even if you're going to sneak in a Yulu Ratzon and you're not going to be able to say Kedusha exactly with the Tzibur, that's also okay. Ach Kevan Shemavur, the Bir Alocha L'Kamon, since the Bir Alocha tells us later on, Shekoz Man Shat Tzibur Lo Saimu, so only Tzibur did not finish their sentence of Kadosh, 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 Nechshav Sheomer Imahim. It's considered you said it with them. L'chein yitochin shegam kan yomer tchila yulu ratzon v'yachagach yomer kadosh kadosh kadosh. So even if you see the tzibur is getting to kadosh kadosh kadosh, you still should say your own yulu ratzon first and then say kadosh kadosh kadosh, even if you're going to be starting your sentence when they're already towards the end, that's going to be okay. And therefore, that's the ikir halacha. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us that if your minhag is to say yulu ratzon, you should as best that you can sneak in yulu ratzon before you answer to Kaddish or Kedusha with the Tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkot and Gimel, we said in the Ramah that a place where the minhag is to say Tachanunim before Yul Ratzon, you could be mafsik. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'tov lomer Yul Ratzon kodem atachanunim v'achareyim. It's best to say Yul Ratzon before and after Elokai Netzor. Now, note number 7 in the back is a very important note. He writes in the back in note number 7 on page 34, Va'osam ha'omrim tamid yuluratzon kodem atachanunim. Those who always say yuluratzon before they say Elokai Netzor. Kosav lekamon shigam b'mincha shel erev yom kippur ubetfilos yom kippur yomru yuluratzon kodem avidui. We know on mincha of erev yom kippur and during all the yom kippur tfilos, we put the vidui after we finish Shmoneh Esrei. So if one has the minhag to say yuluratzon always before he adds in tachanunim after Shmoneh Esrei, so one should do the same thing on Yom Kippur. Before he says the vidui, he should say yuluratzon. V'hagon Rav Yecheskel Levinstein noag kol hashana lomer yuluratzon kol ha'tachanunim. Rav Chatzel is knowing always to say yuluratzon before tachanunim the whole year, like the Mishnah Berurah says. V'rak betfilo shel erev Yom Kippur v'shel Yom Kippur. His topic in mutav lasas kodas agra. He thought maybe it's to do like the gra. Now the gra sheet is brought down in note number 6, a few lines before this, in the second line. Ubesider hagra mavur shuladas hagra amiras yuluratzon higemara tefila. The gra said that if you say yuluratzon, that is considered an ending of your tefila. V'lochein kesheein bekaf tzorech, and therefore if there is no need to say it, lo yomar yuluratzon kodem lokai netzor el rak basofo. So the gra holds that since yuluratzon is ending your tefila, you should not say it before lokai netzor. You should only say it at the end. And therefore, Rav Chatzel was mesupek that maybe when you're saying the vidui, maybe you should be not like the gra and only say on Yom Kippur the yuluratzon at the end. Kedesha vidui ye besoch ha'tfilo. So your vidui should really be part of the tfilo. And the Rashiva, Avai Rashiva, spoke about this many times, and he always says that one should do this. But that's just following the minhag gra. It's not clear Lamaisa had to go, but Rav Chatzel was mesupek that maybe, even though the whole year he didn't follow the gra, but maybe in Yom Kippur to get the vidui to be part of Shmoneh Esrei, maybe one should be nor like the gra. And the note ends off and says, "V'im er Yom Kippur obi Yom Kippur lo amar yuluratzon." Let's say you decided taka to follow the gra and not to say the yuluratzon in the beginning, so your vidui can be part of Shmoneh Esrei and only to say it at the end. But the higia shatz the kedusha, but the shatzir will grab the kedusha while you're in the middle of your vidui. So there, the Matan Ephraim writes, "Sheyomar yuluratzon beemtza vidui v'yana kedusha." Then you should say the yuluratzon wherever you're up to in the vidui, so that you could answer kedusha. So it's not that you shouldn't answer Kedusha, you want to just chat that your vidui should be part of the Shmoneh Esrei. But Avad, if you have the opportunity to answer Kedusha, you should say yuluratzon in the middle in order to then answer Kedusha. Back to the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalad. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Dalad that you could answer to Kaddish and Baruch Hu. V'ayim v'simen samach vav hadvarim shemafsikim be'emtza b'rechaz kriya shema. Look at all the things that we mentioned before that you could be mafsik in the middle of b'rechaz kriya shema for. And you have the same din over here that you could put all those things in after you finish Hamavarach Asama Yisrael Bashalom. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'im kvar siyem hakol, if you already finished your whole Shmoneh Esrei, meaning you said the whole Elokai Netzor and you said Yuluratzon at the end, L'fi the Ramah, Elo she'eno yochol l'soa machmas odom shemispal l'achorov, you're just not able to take your 3 steps back because there's someone davening behind you. There everyone says you could answer amen to any bracha. The Mordechai says, now look, if you answer amen, you could answer also baruch hu baruch shmo, ki'ilu your davening is already over.
Now, you said the second,
you finished everything. You said the second yuratzon, you could do everything. Now there's a couple of very important notes here that I want to point out. One is note number 8 in the back of the Sefer on page 35, just on the left column at the end of note 35, because most of note 35 we spoke out already, all the insertions that you're allowed to make. But here's a very interesting one which helps out a lot to know. It's on page 35, the left column. V'lomar b'leil Shabbos v'yichulu im atzibur. If a person is in the middle of a l'kai netzur and the tzibur gets up to v'yichulu on leil Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Arba says, she'yachal lomar imahim. You could say Vayechulu with the Tzibur. Sherei Omrim B'Tfilu Zo Vayechulu, because since in the Marash Shemur Esrei we say Vayechulu, V'lochein Ze Shayach L'Tfilu. Therefore saying Vayechulu at the end is considered Shayach L'Tfilu, V'chein Mavur B'Shal Shios L'Vushay Mordechai, V'af V'das L'Chazon Ish, Shamiris Vayechulu Shul Achar Tfilu Ein El Hidr. Even according to the Chazon Ish, that Vayechulu at the end of davening is only a Hidr, R'chaim Kinevsky says, Sheyochel Omer Vayechulu Im HaTzibur, Kishaomei Be'elokai Netzor. So that's a very that comes in handy on Friday night many times. Now going back to our page, to page 292, we have one last note over there, note number 9, on that which was just brought from the Maimon Mordechai, that one could answer even Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo when he is in Elokai Netzor. In note number 9, he writes, "V'chein lomar aleinu l'shabeach im atzibur." You also could say, you're allowed to say aleinu. You have to say aleinu. In terms of saying Tehillah, Rav Yashiv says you shouldn't say it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you can say it. In terms of limudat Torah, the Chazon Ish says it's aser, but machshava is mutter. But Rav Chaim Volozhin says it's mutter to learn then. And the last point is to write. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that it's mutter even dvarim that are not the Torah. You're allowed to be writing. So I guess that's Rechaim Kineski Lishitasa, who says you're allowed to say Tehillim. He views it as if your mamash, your Shmur Esrei is totally over. You just didn't take your steps back. Because there's someone davening behind you. You could say Tehillim, you could learn, and you could even write things that are not the Divrei Torah. We'll stop here, and in Mitzvah, the next year, we'll pick up on 292 in the Mishavurim, Sif Katan, Hey.